Hello students, with only a month left until your exams, we as your lecturers thought it would be an excellent idea to give you a few tips on how to answer a question effectively in an exam scenario. Therefore, this podcast is going to deal with how to effectively answer a question. The overview of this podcast will be in three parts. We are going to look at where to start with a question. The second thing is we're going to look at is what to look out for in a question, and then we are going to attempt an example together. We can start with the first part, where to start out in a question. Let's go through the steps one by one, and then we will do an example. The first step is to calculate the time you have available per question. Therefore, always remember to take a calculator with you to the exam and also a watch. You have approximately 1.2 minutes available per one mark. Write the time down next to the question to remind you of how much time you have available to attempt that question. The second step is to read the required section. Determine how many things the question is asking you. Does the question only ask you to list, or does the question ask you to list and describe? This is a very important step, as if we ask you to list and describe something, the mark allocation will be far more than if we only ask you to list something. The third step is to relate the length of your answer to the marks allocated to the question, taking into account the question's requirements and the level of difficulty of the topic being examined. Determine how many things the question is asking. For example, if the question only asks you to list the control components, the mark allocation will be less than if the question asks you to list and explain the internal control components. The fourth step is to read your information scenario given. The fifth step, make notes on the question paper of important sentences or words while reading the required. The sixth step, read the required parts again and take notes if there are any presentation marks. For instance, are we asking you to answer it in a table format or in a working paper format? These presentation will count presentation marks. Step 7, answer all the questions. It is dangerous to leave out one or more question in an auditing paper. Then step 9, start the answer to every question on a new page. Number your answers clearly to correspond with the various questions contained in an examination paper. Then we look at step 9, write as clearly and neatly as possible. Now, what to look out for in an exam question? Look out for the action words in your questions. Refer to your study guide in the preface where we explain the meaning of words. The second thing you can look out for is take note if there are any presentation marks awarded in the question. Therefore, does the question ask you to answer in a tabular format or in a format of a working paper? This is very easy marks, and this will contribute to the end total of your examination. Now we can attempt the example together. This example is out of Gower and Jackson graded questions, and it's 6.7. Step 1, determine how much time you have available to answer the question. Therefore, times the mark allocation with 1.2 minutes, you can see that you have 33.6 minutes for this question. Step 2 is to read the required parts. You are required to explain whether each of the above will increase or decrease your assessment of the risk of material misstatement. Your explanations should indicate whether risk of misstatement at the financial statement level or at assertion level will be effective. You are not required to consider the information collectively. Now step 3. Relate the length of your answer to the marks allocated to the question. Therefore, the mark allocation is 28 marks. Your question asks you, and I highlighted in blue, to explain whether each of the above will increase or decrease your assessment of the risk of material misstatement. Your explanations should indicate whether the risk of misstatements at financial statement level or at assertion level will be effective. Therefore, you are asked three things: to explain whether the above will increase or decrease, to indicate whether the risk of misstatement of the financial statement level, and the third thing, or at an assertion level, will be effective. Now, step four, read the information scenario given. Let's go through this question together. You are currently carrying out risk assessment procedures at your client SWIN, a manufacturing company and subsidiary within an industrial conglomerate. The following information pertains to this assessment. The financial director has been very evasive in answering questions, generally displaying a very dismissive attitude to the audit. Now remember, step 5 is to make notes of important information that relates to your required part. Now, if I look at the first thing, the financial director has been very evasive. That is a very important point for me, and I will bold that for me. Second thing, some of the products manufactured by SWIN have not kept up with market requirements. That can be a risk, and I will highlight that. The third thing is, in prior years, directors' annual bonuses were based upon earnings reflected in the audited annual financial statements. This policy has been abandoned, and directors' monthly salaries have been increased. This is also a risk, as directors would want to misstate their profits. Step 4. The company decided to retrench its internal auditors in a cost-cutting exercise. The holding company internal auditors will be available if required. Now, this is also a risk, as the internal auditors test the controls of the entity and also help management in assessing if the internal controls are working. Now, step 5. Close to the end of year, a number of complex entries relating to the asset revaluations were put through. Therefore, there are complex entries that can increase my risk. For the 6 weeks prior to the year end, the credit controller was absent from work due to ill health. During this period, a number of employees in the section took over his duties. For instance, authorizing credit terms or passing credit notes. Therefore, this can also be a very high risk and increase my risk, as people not knowing what they should do are authorizing credit terms and passing credit notes. Number 7, management is regarded by the staff as being very dictatorial, and as certain members of management will frequently override controls. Some staff members have expressed the view that the holding company puts too much pressure on management to perform. Therefore, if management has pressure on them to perform, they would want to put through maybe journals that will increase their profits. Step 8, numerous transactions take place with other companies within the group. Therefore, again, this is a complex group and a lot of transactions take place, and this will increase our risk. Now, if we go to step six, read the required part again. Explain whether each of the above will increase or decrease your assessment of the risk of material misstatement. Your explanation should indicate whether the risk of misstatements at financial statement level or at assertion level will be effective. You are not required to consider the information collectively. What does it mean, you are not required to consider the information collectively? It means that you should look at each number on its own, individually, not together. So you will assess number 1 and number 2 till number 8 individually. Step 7 is answer all the questions. It is dangerous to leave out one or more questions in an auditing paper. Now, this is only one question, therefore you have to remember step 7 in your exam. If we go to the solution and we have a look at how the answer is structured, you can see that, number one, it's an increased risk at financial statement level. And then you have to explain why it increases the risk at a financial statement level. If we look at the scenario number one again, the financial director has been very evasive in answering questions, generally displaying a very dismissive attitude to the audit. If we go look at the solution, it's an increased risk at the financial statement level. And the description will be, or the explanation will be, if management is evasive and dismissive of the audit function, it suggests that they have something to hide or they are incompetent, both with which increase the risk of misstatement or manipulation in the financial statements. This is not specific to a particular assertion and could manifest itself in numerous assertions. Therefore, remember, they ask you to explain why it will be an increase or a decrease, and will it be an increase or a decrease of risk in the financial statement level or at assertion level. If you go to number two, it is an increased risk at assertion level. This is likely to have implications for the valuation of inventory. Now, if we look at the example given, number two was, some of the products manufactured by Swin have not kept up with market requirements. Can you see I highlighted not kept up with market requirements? If we look at the solution, this will increase my risk at assertion level. And this is likely to have an implication for the valuation of inventory, obsolete inventory write-down. Now you can go through number 3 and number 4, 5, 6, and 7 and 8 on your own, because this was only a guidance on how to answer an exam question when you are faced with explain and list topics. Thank you very much, and good luck with the preparation of your examination.